Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Connect with C103 on Twitter now. Search for our Twitter handle at C103 Cork. This is Cork Today on C103.
Email Patricia now with your story or comment. Corktoday at C103.ie.
With Ireland now introducing a 40% gender quota for all political parties running for election to the Oireachtas, the announcement opens up the whole debate around women and their access to employment in this country. So for the day that's in it, International Women's Day, we've decided to have a chat about the role of women in the workforce, especially when they decide to start a family. And joining me, the current president of Network Ireland West Cork, and that's Anne-Marie Kingston, who of course runs White Sage Decluttering and often joins us on the programme. Good morning to you, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Patricia, and to our listeners this morning.
And firstly, happy International Women's Day to you.
And to you also.
Okay, and I meant to say it to you the last time and it just went out of my head when we were talking. I forgot to congratulate you on becoming president of Network Ireland West Cork. I suppose for people who are not aware of Network Ireland, just explain what your group is.
So Network Ireland is a non-profit organisation where women in business and employment have a place to come together of like-minded women. We support one another because it's so important, Patricia. I found when I started my business, and I never dreamt of being a businesswoman, but it can be very lonely. And it's so important to network, to get your name out there and to be supported by like-minded women. And this is what Network Ireland overall is. And we have our own branch here in Network Ireland West Cork, where we cover from Bendon all the way to Castletown Bear. We have monthly events, we have a private Facebook group, we have a lot going on. There's mentoring, there's so much, and obviously the business awards is a huge part of it as well. And it's great PR opportunities to put your name out there, Patricia, because you know what, as president, my big thing this year is, my big tagline for the year is getting back in the room after COVID for 2 years. But I'm all about stop keeping yourself a secret. Like, shine your light in the world, because we only get one chance to do it, and do it and grab every opportunity that you can, Patricia. It's okay, so done. Vital and important.
Well done. And it's a great organisation. I know there's branches all over the country. It really is great. Now, many women admit, Anne-Marie, that having a child has affected their career?
Oh, God. It has, because I know myself, I suppose. And do you know, actually, thinking of it now, when John Paul contacted me yesterday, but like, we have three kids. So Ryan is 9, Cueva 7, and Cara is 2 years. But that's why there's such a gap, because I felt that if I went on to, and like, there was always a third child in me, thankfully, but I wanted, like, I pulled back from having the third child because I felt that I'd have to put my business on hold for 2 years, a year, whatever it may be, and have to rebuild my business. And I had to kind of just go for it and say, right, look, if it works out that I fall pregnant, and thankfully we did. But that was for me, I suppose, personally, that held me back. I suppose I would have loved to have Cara probably earlier on, but it did definitely hold me back from, I suppose, having that third child, because I did think it would affect my business and building up my business and everything associated with my work, because I put like 5 hard years into it and I felt that I have to rebuild, as I said.
Yeah, and then there is, it's the balancing a career and raising a family. That is a constant struggle for many women, isn't it?
Yeah. And I suppose that's why I set up my business first day, Patricia, really, I suppose, in my decluttering business, was all about having that balance. I was working, say, in the financial sector previously. I would have then taken voluntary redundancy to start a family, because I just felt that I just wouldn't get the time back again with them. And when I started my business then, I wanted the balance of family and work life. So I suppose how I work my business, really, I suppose I'm working 3 days a week. Now, I'm technically working probably 5, but I suppose I'm on the road probably 2 to 3 days a week. And then I'm at home. Then, like, as you mentioned, like, I'm there for appointments. I'm there for pickups, for gymnastics, for swimming. And that's where I slot in. That's where that's how I work my diary, the days that I'm off. Because, again, look, my husband is a dairy farmer. And it's not always, look, John is great, he'll pick up the kids the days that I'm working, but I suppose I'm the main parent that is there for the orthodontist appointments, for the doctor's appointments, for the vaccines, and that's where I play my role.
Yeah, and amongst other working mothers that like you personally know, or even when you were back in the financial sector, working mothers suffering mammy guilt. And do we suffer mammy guilt way more than men suffer daddy guilt?
Oh, the mammy guilt, it's very hard. It's a hard one because, and I see it again with my work, I suppose the mammy guilt definitely comes up because I suppose, look, we prioritise everyone over ourselves. And a lot of people I would have worked in the bank, again, would have taken, say, like, would have job shared. It would have been maybe 3 days or 4 days a week. And it suited them because, look, they felt that they wanted time at home. They needed to be there maybe for appointments. They might have had hospital appointments maybe every week or every 2 weeks. And that's why they had to find that balance, really, I suppose, that worked for them in the home. And I suppose, Patricia, every home is different. The dynamics are different in every home. Some men are running the house. They're doing the household jobs. They're doing the pickups and everything while the wife or partner could be working full time. And I suppose it's personal in every home. But I suppose what I see is there is the mammy guilt definitely is to do more with the mothers than on the father's side of things.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, a piece of research that's out for International Women's Day today, it's an iReach Insights research. And actually, one of the things that came out of that was 64% of people feel women carry a huge guilt burden when they take time off to look after a sick child, that they're guilty about not being in work.
Yeah. I would absolutely, I would see where that would come from because it is, I suppose, there's a lot of pressure on us. Like, we're trying to run the home, we're trying to look after our kids, we're trying to run a business. And then there's pressure and stress coming from then, from work side of things that you can't, that you're not there. Maybe there's a staffing issue. And then, I suppose, you can't hand a sick child over maybe to a relative. And a lot of families, I suppose, now don't have that backup either, I suppose, maybe of childcare. Or maybe parents or family to help out either. You see, everyone is in different circumstances, to be quite honest.
Yeah, previous generations would have had maybe granny living down the road or an auntie.
Yes.
Or, you know, that circle is still not there because if people moved away from where they grew up, they're not going to have family members around them. And you mentioned job sharing. Am I right in saying that when it comes to job sharing, it is way more women job share than men?
Oh, absolutely. It's women. I think in all my 13 years in the bank, it was always women. There was no men job sharing. I knew no men actually who was in job sharing.
Yeah. And then when it comes to both parents who are working, and you know, there are a lot of families who have no choice but to work in order to pay the mortgage or whatever.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about, Anne-Marie, how do you strike the balance about the housework that needs to be done?
Oh, we were having a conversation last night, actually, Jen and myself, something came up in my news feed, actually, his ex-wife was suing her husband for not being paid for all the household duties she'd done for the last 15 or 20 years, something crazy. And I started laughing, I was like, Jen! And he was like, don't even go there. But, you know, I suppose, like, it's fun, and I always do see, I suppose that's the line I'm in with my decluttering services. But I will say, once you do have a decluttered home, housework does become much easier. A house runs much smoother when everything is organised.
But do you believe the jobs should be shared?
Oh, good question. And there should be some kind of balance because I'd always say, like, look, I can't do everything. No, I'm very lucky. I suppose my kids and I always vouch for it. And I suppose I'd have a lot of clients would say, Anne-Marie, my kids don't help out. But you have to, like, we definitely have to encourage our kids to do it because, look, they'd be kind of giving out to me, but I was kind of saying, guys, I'm teaching you a life skill because if you move away or move, go travel around the world, you'll have to look after yourselves and be able to clean and cook and everything like that. And I don't want to be, I suppose we're all about gender balance and everything, but we definitely have to be look after ourselves. And I suppose, look, my husband is, I suppose, like this time of year, it's flat out with his own work with Coast Calving and everything like that. But I would say there has to be some kind of balance, like definitely like having some kind of rota. It shouldn't all definitely fall back on the woman that she has to do the cleaning, the ironing, the washing, everything. There should be some kind of a rota definitely, and someone like, do you know, even the days that someone even just does the dishwasher, small things like that, it makes such a difference to the house.
100%, 100%. But just,
small little job, yeah, but they all help out. And it's, and definitely does help.
And to try to stop the arguments over it, why didn't you do this? Why? I mean, it's just, you know, there's a lot more things that could be arguing over than who did the hoovering or who didn't do it. But I do agree. I think some kind of a roster where everybody helps out. And very finally, I mentioned this earlier when I was talking about the referendum on gender equality within the Constitution that we're expecting at the end of the year. I assume I know your answer. Are you in favour of Article 41.2 of the Constitution being deleted? And this is the one that says if women must work outside of the home, it mustn't be by economic necessity, but when they work outside the home, they mustn't neglect their duties in the home. Isn't it crazy to think that that's in our Constitution?
Yeah. And we're all about gender. Like, women are like, my God, when you see, do you know, I suppose in the network, in my line of work, with businesses, like women who are stepping up, do you know, they're still taking on positions, they're still running a house, they're still running, like, in fairness, we're absolutely, I must say, we are super women, to be quite honest, to do what we do. But do you know what? We're in a generation that we need to, I suppose, and for our own daughters and for our grandkids coming up, do you know, we are well able, and there should be equal opportunities for payment, definitely.
Yeah, because it's only, I mentioned earlier, it's only 50 years since the marriage bar was lifted. I mean, that's incredible to think, most of us, our parents would have been, our mothers would have been forced to give up work just because they fell in love.
It's crazy.
All right, listen, are you busy at White Sage?
White Sage Recruiting is very busy at the moment, so I'm travelling, like, I suppose I travel from kind of an hour and a half each way, I suppose, from Clonakilty, so I have a lot of clients. I've kind of dipped into Kerry a lot over the last kind of 6 months into Tipperary and Waterford, as well as Cork County, so yeah, it's been very busy.
I always think, Anne-Marie, this time of year, springtime is a great time.
Yes.
Spring clean is there, isn't it? It's a great time to...
It is, yeah.
Great time to do it.
Because a lot of people are thinking of, you know, freshly up the house, there's Holy Communions coming on, there's confirmations. And I think we all need kind of a little loving push, Patricia, to have an event in the house to get us to get stuff done. I know, like last year when we were having Holy Communion, even for me to hang up pictures, I'd say they probably thought I had no children in the house. Because, you know, we'd redecorate it and I was like, oh, do you know what, I'm just ordering the frames and do this and this and this. But, you know, we definitely need something in the back of our mind just to give us that nudge to just get tasks done and say, right, that's done. But look, with decluttering, it's a continuous process, it never stops, but it's, you just have to keep at it,
keep on top of it. Okay, listen, keep pleasure as always to talk with you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you
for that, and thanks for joining us. That is Anne-Marie Kingston of White Sage Decluttering, but joining us as President of Network Ireland West Cork to mark and to recognise International Women's Day.